Death Vows, a Donald Strachey mystery by Richard Stevenson, read by the author. Chapter 1. Mr. Strachey, may I ask, are you licensed to conduct investigations in the state of Massachusetts?
I am. New York and Massachusetts have reciprocal agreements on the licensing of private investigators.
I'm delighted to hear it. I have every reason to believe that you are just the man to help me and Stephen out. A dear friend of ours, Bill Moore, is planning to make a horrible blunder. He intends to marry a young man who is plainly not who he says he is, and who we are convinced is up to no good. I take it you are familiar with the rather socially advanced practice of same-sex marriage that the Commonwealth of Massachusetts has pioneered? The man on my office phone had a voice that sounded as if it was wearing an ascot. Jim Sturtevant had apparently retained the plummy tones long associated with the American WASP upper classes, but which now existed mainly in reruns of 80s nighttime TV soaps. I said, "My partner Timothy Callahan and I would do it ourselves if we lived over there in the Berkshires. Here in New York, we continue to be deprived of the well-known enduring features of legal marriage, adultery, divorce, excess kitchenware, perpetuating the patriarchy, and so on." There was a pause. Timmy's voice was in the back of my head, making little mewing noises over my driving away a potential client. And then Sturtevant said, "Stephen and I have not taken the plunge either, much as we would love to. Our nuptials would entail certain family difficulties which we would much prefer to avoid. Like losing a major inheritance, for instance. One of you is waiting for Grams to bite the dust."